Hi, and welcome to the F No, But There's a Poster podcast, the very first podcast from the seldomly updated blog, I think would be the best way to say it. More updated around Oscar time, though, because I like the Oscars, and I know a lot about the Oscars. This is the very first podcast I'm doing for the blog. Hopefully it won't be the last. The whole intention of doing this podcast is for me to get a feel of how to really go about talking about the Academy Awards in podcast form before, if you've been reading the blog, transitioning into a new blog and a new podcast. It's going to be focused on the Academy Awards, and I just like to, you know, get my feet wet, figure out the nuts and bolts, make sure that once we get into the other podcast and blog that everything goes pretty smooth. All right, so F No, But There's a Poster. It's a blog that I started a few years ago, mainly about movie stuff, specifically the Academy Awards. And for a while, I did a little bit chronicling my writing 12 screenplays in 12 months, which I don't encourage anyone to do because it is very, very exhausting and very tough to get through. And I think I got 7 written, which I'm very happy about, but 12 and 12 was the name of it. I think the articles are still up on the blog if you want to read about that futile endeavor. Speaking of futile endeavors, one thing that you may know if you've read the blog a few times or just come around and clicked on a few links is I like to do predictions about the Academy Awards. And one type of prediction I like to do are year-out predictions, where shortly after the Academy Awards ceremony for the previous year, I put out predictions for the current year. So the 88th Academy Awards wrapped up with Spotlight winning Best Picture on February 28th, 2016. So here we are a few days later, and I'm putting out my predictions for the 89th Academy Awards, which, if you've read the titles of the previous blog posts about this, it's a really good way to realize how little you know about pretty much anything, especially the Academy Awards. And I know a lot about the Academy Awards, so it's just one of those things that I like to do because I like the Academy Awards, and sometimes you get it right, sometimes you don't. I think this past year I got 3 Oscars predicted spot on. I predicted Alejandro Iñárritu for The Revenant, Leo DiCaprio for Actor for The Revenant, and Cinematography. I also had it for Best Picture, but that didn't happen. Not that I'm complaining. I might be one of the few Oscar watchers who really doesn't care what wins Best Picture, because in the end, it's just a stat that gets added to the history. And a movie winning Best Picture or not winning Best Picture does not make it a good movie, a great movie, a bad movie. It just makes it a movie that won Best Picture. A lot of my favorite movies weren't even nominated for Oscars. But that's how it is. It's a popularity contest, but it's still something interesting to look at, because when you look through the history, you can see the trends that have happened and how some genres of movies do very well and how some don't. For example, you look at the late 50s, early 60s, a lot of musicals won Best Picture. And then there was nothing until 2002 when Chicago won Best Picture. Anyhow, the focus of this podcast is to go through my year-out predictions for the 89th Academy Awards. I will also post everything I talk about up on the blog, so if you don't want to listen to this, which I don't know why you wouldn't want to. I mean, you can just pop it in and listen instead of sitting there and reading. And now you can hear my voice, so when you read a blog post, you can hear what I sound like when I talk about it, and you can hear the inflections and the excitement and the passion and the dull spots. There aren't going to be many dull spots, because you've got to get people excited, and when you get excited, people get excited, and if you're not excited, why are you even talking about what you're talking about? So, I'm going to be excited. The 89th Academy Awards. Well, well, well. Here we are. What movies have come out so far, beginning of March, that could be considered for any Academy Awards in 2016? I think there's been 2, actually. Neither of them have gotten wide releases. Both premiered at Sundance in January to a lot of critical praise, a lot of audience praise, a lot of excitement, too. Those 2 movies are The Birth of a Nation, written and directed by Nate Parker, about the Nat Turner slave revolt, and Manchester by the Sea, written and directed by Kenneth Lonergan, who did You Can Count on Me, Margaret. He did some rewriting on Gangs of New York, got an Oscar nomination for that. But those 2 movies premiered at Sundance, did very well. I think those 2 might be in contention. I actually have my list of predictions already made up. I think I made it a few weeks ago. I did 17 of 18 categories. The only category I don't predict, song, because there's not a lot of information about what movies are going to have songs. You can presume an animated movie or two might have a song, but you can't really know until later on, and sometimes a song doesn't get added until late into post-production. So here's what I have for the 89th Academy Awards. I'm going with 8 Best Picture nominees, again, third year in a row: The Birth of a Nation, Deepwater, The Light Between Oceans, Loving, Manchester by the Sea, Silence, Snowden, and The Zookeeper's Wife. If we're going with 5, I'm going with The Birth of a Nation, Deepwater, The Light Between Oceans, Silence, and The Zookeeper's Wife. I will have links to the IMDb pages if you're interested in learning more about them. You can jump on there and find out who's in it, who's directing, even though I'm going to have some of that here. If it's adapted, you might be interested in reading the source material or seeing the source material or finding out more about it. Same with any of the original screenplay nominees that are based on true events. You can learn more about it before the movie comes out and impress your friends with how much you know before they even know that there's a movie about it coming out. When I went through the categories and broke down the nominations, what tends to happen is you get a cluster of 4 or 5 movies that you're like, wow, these are going to be really good. They look great. Look at this director and this cast and the source material. So you get like 4 or 5 that tend to run the gamut of what you're predicting. I have 5 movies with 9 or 10 nominations. I really don't think that's going to happen. It rarely does happen. 1964 had an incredible amount of nominations from the Best Picture nominees. 12 with Beckett, 4 with Dr. Strangelove, 13 with Mary Poppins, 12 with My Fair Lady, and 7 for Zorba the Greek. You have almost 50 nominations within these 5 movies. And that's pretty much what I have here, and that's not, I don't really see that happening. The way I have it broken down with 10 nominations each: The Birth of a Nation, The Light Between Oceans, and The Zookeeper's Wife. With 9 nominations, Deepwater and Silence. Birth of a Nation looks really interesting. Nat Turner was a really interesting guy, a very pivotal figure in American history who for almost 150 years has gotten overlooked. After hearing all the buzz and the excitement out of Sundance, I really hope Nate Parker has something going on. And I think he does, because no distributor is going to pay $18 million to release a crap movie. So I think we're going to get something good from that. Nominations I have for The Birth of a Nation are picture, director for Nate Parker, actor for Nate Parker, supporting actress for Aja Naomi King, original screenplay, cinematography, editing, production design, costume design, and makeup. I'm figuring makeup because it's about a slave revolt, which will probably have a lot of blood. It'll probably get a few more than that. You know, it might get score, it might get sound. I can see there being an overcorrection by the Academy with the last few years of Oscars so white. The fortunate thing is The Birth of a Nation looks to be a good movie for that to happen with. The Birth of a Nation looks like it's going to be a movie that will, it'll stand the test of time. Even if it doesn't win Best Picture, it's probably going to be one of those movies that still gets talked about years down the road. Another movie I have with 10 nominations is The Light Between Oceans. I have that with picture, director, Derek Cianfrance, actor for Michael Fassbender, actress for Alicia Vikander, who just won for The Danish Girl, supporting actress Rachel Weisz, adapted screenplay, cinematography, production design, costume design, and score. If you have not read The Light Between Oceans, I highly recommend it. It is literary, but it is very good. It is very interesting and taps into a lot of primal human emotions, a lot of nuances and depths that are involved with when you are in a relationship on varying degrees, not to get too specific into the book and the story itself. The trailer is out and available to see. I'll link to that as well on the blog. I highly recommend it. It's in the breed of those movies from the 90s that would win Best Picture. It's a historical piece, it's romance, and it's got a lot of intrigue and drama, at least in the book. I'm hoping a lot of it does get translated onto the screen. The third movie I have with 10 nominations, The Zookeeper's Wife. Best Picture, director for Nikki Caro, actress Jessica Chastain, supporting actor Daniel Brühl, adapted screenplay, cinematography, editing, production design, and score. I don't know a lot about this one. I know it deals with World War II and the Holocaust and a Polish zookeeper and his wife saving and smuggling Jews and animals out of Poland during the Nazi occupation. It sounds on paper something that the Oscars would go for, and it has good pedigree. It has an actress who's well-respected and so good. I really think she has a shot this year, Jessica Chastain, at finally picking up an Oscar. Say finally, but she really broke out on the scene in 2011. So it's not like she's been in the public eye, at least, for years and years. Two movies I have with 9 nominations. Deepwater, for picture, director, actor, supporting actor, which I'm very iffy on, original screenplay, cinematography, editing, score, and sound. This is based on a true story of Donald Crowhurst, who in the late 60s participated in a yacht race around the world. It stars Colin Firth and Rachel Weisz, and there's a documentary about it on Netflix. Dark Water, I think, is the title of that, and this is Deep Water. It might give you a hint as to where the story is going. It's directed by James Marsh, who did Man on Wire and The Theory of Everything, which won Eddie Redmayne an Oscar. Other than not knowing what I know about the true history, the true story of Donald Crowhurst, I'm very excited to see this movie. It is a very interesting story about a very sad man who, yeah, see, I can't go much further without giving it away. Another one with 9, the second one with 9 is Silence. I'm predicting picture, director, supporting actor for Andrew Garfield, adapted screenplay, cinematography, editing, production design, costume design, and score. Martin Scorsese has been doing well. He has had a great resurgence since 2002 with the Oscars, when Gangs of New York came out. He's had a good track record. He had The Aviator, The Departed, Hugo, The Wolf of Wall Street. He's gotten more nominations in the last decade and a half than he had in his whole 30-year career before that. And so he got Raging Bull, Goodfellas, Last Temptation of Christ. 3 nominations. Since then, he's gotten 5. And his movies are always right up there as possible contenders. So those are the ones I have with the top nominations. On the next tier, I have Manchester by the Sea with 4 nominations. Picture, actor for Casey Affleck, supporting actress for Michelle Williams, and original screenplay. And then I have Snowden, which I'm very excited about. Oliver Stone's always an interesting director, whether you like him or not. He does interesting stuff. I'm predicting that for picture, actor for Joseph Gordon-Levitt, adapted screenplay, and editing. Then the final nominee, I guess you could say, the one with the best picture nominee I'm predicting with the least amount of nominations, is Loving, based on a true story about a interracial couple in the 50s. And I don't know if I really need to say more than that. Interracial couple in the 50s. In the United States. I think that lays out the whole story that's going on. It's written and directed by Jeff Nichols. He did Mud, Take Shelter, Shotgun Stories. He has Midnight Special coming out later on this year, too. I'm predicting that for picture, actress for Ruth Negga, and original screenplay. So I have every Best Picture nominee getting a screenplay nomination. That doesn't happen. So I know that I'm not going to get something right there. I'm going to get a lot wrong. That's not the point of this. The point is just to have fun with it. So how about we move down into the other categories? So we have Best Picture, Birth of a Nation, Deepwater, The Light Between Oceans, Loving, Manchester by the Sea, Silence, Snowden, The Zookeeper's Wife, Director. I'm going with Nikki Caro for The Zookeeper's Wife. She did Whale Rider, which got Keisha Castle Hughes an Oscar nomination, at the time the youngest Best Actress nominee. Derek C. in France for The Light Between Oceans. He has done The Place Beyond the Pines and Blue Valentine, which got Michelle Williams a Best Actress nomination. James Marsh for Deep Water, Nate Parker, The Birth of a Nation, and Martin Scorsese for Silence. The thing with Best Director is rarely do you have a lot of first-time nominees. 4 of my predictions are first-time nominees. I feel actually really confident that this might be one of those years where there's not a lot of returning nominees for any of the categories, especially Best Director. For Actor, I'm liking Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea, Michael Fassbender, The Light Between Oceans, Colin Firth, Deep Water, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Snowden, and Nate Parker for The Birth of a Nation. Again, even there, you can see I have 3 past nominees, one of them a former winner, and 2 new nominees. For Best Actress, I'm going with Jessica Chastain, The Zookeeper's Wife, Rebecca Hall for Christine, Ruth Negga for Loving, Cynthia Nixon, A Quiet Passion, Alicia Vikander, The Light Between Oceans. And even here, I have 1 winner and 1 former nominee, and an Emmy winner with Cynthia Nixon, who's playing the poet Emily Dickinson. Supporting actor, Daniel Brühl, The Zookeeper's Wife, Michael C. Hawk, Christine, Andrew Garfield, Silence, Jude Law, Genius, David Thewlis, Deep Water. One I'm really uncomfortable with here is David Thewlis, because there's not a lot known about the movie, but I know the character he's playing, who he was in real life, the type of character he was, and it's very interesting, to say the least. In this category, only one former nominee with Jude Law. The movie Christine, that's not the Stephen King, based on the Stephen King book, that's about Christine Chubbuck, who was a reporter in the 70s, who, it's a very interesting and sad story. That movie came out of Sundance. That's actually one of two movies about her that came out of Sundance. You can find a lot about her on the internet, but you won't find the one thing that you'll want to find. And I'll leave it at that. For supporting actress, I'm liking Aja Naomi King for The Birth of a Nation, Jennifer Jason Leigh, LBJ, Laura Linney, Sully, Rachel Weisz, The Light Between Oceans, and Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea. Now this one, I only have one new nominee, Aja Naomi King, and one winner, Rachel Weisz. But I feel pretty good about this category, other than Laura Linney. Sully looks to be one of those movies that it's Clint Eastwood making the movie starring Tom Hanks about Sully Sullenberger, the guy who landed the plane on the Hudson River a few years ago after they hit a goose or something. I really don't know what kind of movie you can make from that, but it's Laura Linney and Tom Hanks and Clint Eastwood. For all I know, it could be one of those feel-good movies that really gets people right in the heart, and it could end up getting a lot more than just the one nomination I have it predicted for right now. I could easily go down for the rest of the categories and one by one and like that, but I think most people tend to care about those main six categories, the four acting, director, and picture. I did go through and mark predicted winners. For makeup, I'm predicting Suicide Squad as the winner. I'm predicting the BFG for visual effects. For sound mixing and sound editing, I'm going with Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. And the rest of these are all from my predicted Best Picture nominees. Going into the rest of the categories, so this is not including sound editing, visual effects, and makeup. I have Silence winning one for cinematography. I'm predicting Manchester by the Sea to pick up original screenplay. Getting three Oscars, I'm going with The Light Between Oceans getting costume design, production design, and best actor for Michael Fassbender. I love the character in the book. It's such a conflicted character. Read the book. For anything adapted, I think I'll link to Amazon or something, so you, if you want to read the book or find out more about it, you can. With four wins, I'm going with The Zookeeper's Wife for score, adapted screenplay, supporting actor for Daniel Brühl, and Jessica Chastain for actress. And with her, it's almost in the same category as Michael Fassbender. She's one of those actors that you can turn to and know she's going to do great no matter the size of her role, no matter what you give her. She can pull you in to her character and her character's story. With four Oscar wins, including Best Picture, I'm going with The Birth of a Nation. With editing, supporting actress, Aja Naomi King, director for Nate Parker. The way it's sounding, the way everything came out of Sundance, it looks to be like a great possibility to be the one to beat this year. So while for some people the real Oscar season doesn't start until September when the Toronto Film Festival kicks off, or even October when more of the movies start coming out, or November or December when the critics start releasing their best of, you have National Board of Review, New York Film Critics, and LA Film Critics all announcing usually in the first week of December. Second week of December, you get SAG nominations, Golden Globe nominations. For a lot of people, they don't start paying attention until then. The best part about this is I get to look at the year ahead. So, as I said, all this will be posted on the blog. I won't have the commentary. That's for you who decided to grab the podcast and download it or listen to it or however you're enjoying listening to me or not enjoying listening to me. But if you held out this long, I'll presume that you enjoyed listening to me. If you have any comments, suggestions, I'm open to hearing questions, anything really. I hope you like the podcast. I'm looking forward to doing another one. Again, thank you for listening to the first ever FNO, But There's a Poster podcast. Stay tuned, pay attention to the blog for updates about the new blog that I'll be transitioning over to and the podcast series that's going to accompany that. There's a lot of plans for it. There's a lot of big things going on. I'm very excited. Thanks again for listening. My name is Zach Jansen. Have a good day and happy Oscar watching. We'll